This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It is Thursday, the 13th of February. This is Tune In with Erica. Hey, good morning. How are you doing? It is the 13th of February. It's a Thursday, and a very special Thursday for me marks a huge occasion because this is my last show on a Thursday, not my last show on 1-2 Radio. No. I am moving to Mondays, but it is my last show on a Thursday. So, hey, I was trying to remember how many years I have done Thursdays. So I used to be on a Wednesday years ago, and I think I've been doing 1-2 Radio for, do you know, it might be 12 years. Gosh, how did that happen? Anyway, and you've been with me all the way. So, hey, what are you like? So loyal. I love you guys. So here I go with the last show on Thursdays. Life is chaos. It must be this full moon, this full snow moon in Leo. And hey, snow moon, it is freezing here in the UK. Not as freezing as you are in the States, I bet, because you have colder weather than us. But hey, it's cold enough. Thank you very much indeed. And I'm surrounded by angels and tarot and dragons and unicorns and fairies and mers and absolute chaos. I'm trying to decorate my house. I'm trying to do a show. I'm moving things in the house. I'm moving radio shows. It's obviously that kind of energy. And all the astrologers that I know over here in the UK and the wonderful astrologers on 1-2 Listen are all saying this is going to be a very dynamic year, especially apparently kicking off in April. My April already just looks crazy. I have so many events scheduled into April, mostly to do with sound healing and gongs, because I run gong baths over here in the UK. But it's just, hey, it's just crazy. And of course, that's Aries energy as well. It's the year of the snake. It's shedding skin. It's all of that. So I think we can all expect a very dynamic year. And dynamic is what dynamic does. I mean, it depends what you mean by dynamic, and whether you welcome that or not depends, I guess, on how you are going to receive the energies of this year. Me, I've just kind of thrown my hands up in the air, a bit like getting the card. It's life changes in my deck. It can be the Tower in other decks. It means, hey, stuff is going to happen. And you either just look at it and go, I'm just going to make the best of this, and I'll just roll with the punches, or I'm going to get flattened. It kind of feels like that in my life at the moment. I don't want to get flattened, so I'm rolling with the punches. I can see lots of you coming into the Facebook chat room. I'm just going to get my computer to comply. It's been struggling this morning. We did have a bit of a whoopsie moment when I almost couldn't get on air because the computer, I think, had already thought I'd moved to Mondays. So I tried to get myself on air, and just wasn't there. So anyway, my computer, I think, is now catching up. Let me see what it's doing. It's now stuck me under recent events. It's obviously going to be that kind of Thursday. It's going to be a technological Thursday. Let me just click under recent media and see. Yep, I found me under recent media. So there we go. Not showing me any of your comments. It's going to be one of these days, isn't it? Last show, and it's going to be a trickster show. I'm going to see if I can find me somewhere else and pin me to the top so I can actually see your comments. Let's give this another go. I can see Renee's coming in the room. Finally, yay, I found me, I found you. There is hope for us all. So let me take a look at these comments. I can see lots of people coming in the room. Who have I got in here? I have Becky. Good morning to you. I have Renee and Gwyn and Quelly and who else have I got? Laura and Suzanne. Let me take a look at your comments. I'll just tip you all up the right way. I don't want you upside down. Let's tip us all up the right way. Good morning to Suzanne. Looking forward to the show. Thank you, my darling. And to Laura. Exciting changes. Yeah, I'm glad you view it that way. You will see me on Mondays. Indeed, you will. You would love a message. I will come back and do you a message as well. Lioness, good morning to you too. I've got Nancy. Gosh, so many people coming into the room. Lioness, yes, I am moving to Mondays just before Mark Husson. I have a feeling that this might mean I've got to make his coffee. And that is really nerve-wracking because, you know, Mark is very particular about his coffee. But we'll see how that goes. Good morning to Suzanne. Just trying to relate the role with it and see what lies ahead. Absolutely. The only answer. Full moon blessings to you too, Quelly. I see you in the room. Good morning to Nancy. Happened to come upon my show and you would like a card. Absolutely, Nancy. I can do that. And please do remember that as of next week, Nancy, I will be on a Monday just before Mark Husson. If you want to come and join these gorgeous people in the Facebook chat room and you're not a Facebooky person, you can still do it. Go to the website 12radio.com and click on the link on the left hand side, which allows you to chat, and it will bring you to a private Facebook group. And as an admin, I will try and keep a weather eye, and if I see new people asking to be admitted to the group, I will do my best to let you in. If you're a Facebook person, also just put in 12 radio and it's going to take you to a private group. I'm just looking at the stats. Do you know, I'd never looked at that before. 3.6k members. Wow, that's a lot of people listening to 12 radio, and we just love you. As hosts, we love you, because there's no point in doing it unless you are wanting to join us. So I'm thrilled that you are joining me in the Facebook chat room today. I have my decks with me. As I said, I can now see there are 8 comments. I'm going to give this a sort out. If you would like a reading, come on in. I'm just going to sort them the right way up. So first come, first served, we get this done in order. I did take, actually, just before I came on air, I did try and take a picture of me here with my Leaning Tower of Pisa mug. I bought it when I went to Italy last year. And it's a mug that literally, it slopes. I think it even slopes at the right angle. When I say right angle, I mean the number of degrees that the tower slopes. And it's hand done. It's handmade and hand painted. And I absolutely love it. And I did try and take a picture of me in my chaos, surrounded by crystals and feathers and this mug. And it is somewhere on my computer, but I just couldn't get it fast enough to get it into the comments. But maybe I will try and do that after the show, and I'll put you up this picture of me looking chaotic with a Leaning Tower of Pisa mug. But in the interval, good morning again to Suzanne. Good morning to Laura. You would like a message. I'm feeling Angel Tarot for you, Laura. So I do have my dragons with me, but I'm feeling Angel Tarot. So I'm just going to clear the deck, because I was reading a lot on 12 Listen yesterday. We had the it's Wednesday and it's a full moon and it's a 12 day sale. Gosh, it was buzzing on there. The next sale I know will be Friday, it'll be TGI Friday. And then of course Psychic Sunday. But hey, let's have a look what came out for you, Laura, while I was talking. Lovely card. Love this card. It's a major arcana card. It's number 11 in this deck. In some decks, it's a different number, but in my deck, it's number 11, which is a very special number. It's a portal. It comes with Archangel Ariel, who works with our root chakra, but also with our planet. She's very grounding, and it's the strength card. Love this. And she is riding the most wonderful tiger. I know in a lot of cards, the strength card is always the lion, but Ariel has chosen to ride a tiger. Magnificent tiger. And she has orange wings. It's a very strong, fiery card, and she's a real fire element. She's got red hair as well. And this is talking about you having inner strength, but also to get that inner strength. It's interesting, the message on this card, and this has come up just endlessly at the moment with what is going on in the world, is about releasing harsh judgments. And it's very easy with many, many things that are going on in the world at the moment to hold judgment around it. And hands up, I am not perfect. I have been there. I have leapt to judgments. I feel myself doing it when I watch the headlines. But actually, I do really think that we can't see the full picture. I have no idea why the world is going through what it is, apart from the fact that actually the world is going through great change, this upheaval, some of which looks good to me and some of which I just scratch my head in bewilderment. But I think it's all for a purpose, and I don't have a wide enough view. I'm not standing far enough back to see whether it's good or not. So this is about releasing judgment, and that will free you up and actually give you enormous strength, Laura, because when we drop the judgment, it opens us up to just be ourselves and to be strong within ourselves. And we know that what that is. It, being strong within yourself is about being compassionate to yourself and others and kind. And I had this conversation actually with my sister-in-law this morning. She phoned me up and we were talking about the woes of the world. And we both agreed that some things you look at and your heart just bleeds, but there's nothing you can do about it. And if you can do something about it, perhaps as a charity who's helping those people, then I will give to the charity. But beyond that, I'm not of an age to get in a truck and drive to the other side of the world with food aid or whatever is required, and which some incredible souls do. And I stand back in admiration, but I do what I can do. And then I have to let it go, because otherwise you get what's called compassion fatigue, and it will pull you down. And then you're no use to the world. If we all get too tired with compassion fatigue, then we are lost. We need to be able to keep replenishing and just do what you can do. So, and yet that's your inner strength. So I'm very much feeling that around you, Laura, today. Lioness, good morning. Yes, I'm moving to Mondays. Suzanne, good morning. Relating to the role with it, see what happens, absolutely, or stand well back. Full moon blessings to you, Quelly. And you would appreciate a card, Nancy. Absolutely. Let me just clear the deck for you, Nancy, and tune in to your energy and just ask. A card comes right out. A beautiful water card. Water in my deck is always our feelings, our emotions, and it is an ace. So this is talking about, when I see this ace of water, has a beautiful mermaid on it, falling in love again, or the resurgence of a relationship. And this can mean literally a relationship with a human being, but very much so, I think this card is saying falling in love with life. Because when we witness woes in the world, or we just cannot make sense of what is going on in front of us, we lose that magic feeling that we have about life, that life is actually wonderful and a huge gift. And it is. I woke up this morning and looked out of my window and just stared at nature and thought, wow, what a gift to have a human body and to be able to hear a bird and feel the wind, even if it was a little chilly. And just, we lose that magic when we get too wrapped up in the human hubris, shall I put it that way, of the world. So this is about very much remembering to fall in love with life, Nancy, and keep that magic and keep that love, because it keeps you being a magical, vibrant human being who can really make a difference. So I hope that will be helpful to you. I'm just going to refresh this page because I have a feeling I have seen some more people come into the room. Bear with me while my computer catches up with everybody. I think I have caught up with all the comments. You'll have to let me know whether that resonates with you. And my computer has just decided to lock up completely. So while it sorts itself out, I am going to pull a card for you if you cannot get in the Facebook chat room, or indeed you're not a Facebook person. And I get it. I do understand why why some people just look at social media and go, why on earth would I want to be part of that? For me, I feel you have to use it wisely. It's like everything else that humans have ever invented, ever since they invented the wheel, in fact. It can be used for good and it can be used for bad. And they invented gunpowder, which was terribly useful for mining crystals. It also was used for cannons and all sorts of other things. Then we invented nuclear power, which... But it could have been used for good as well. I don't particularly like it at all, but it has its uses for power stations. And then we go and invent a bomb. I mean, whatever humans have ever invented, it has had a duality about it. So I feel the same about social media. It has been enormously useful to me. It has enabled me to work from home. It enables me to talk to you right now and chat in this chat room. But I'm very careful how I use it, and I'm mindful that its logarithms are supplying views to me that everybody agrees with me. So ever so often I put something completely off left field on it just to see what it'll do with the algorithm. So use it wisely, and it's brought me great friendships and connected to people who are friends and acquaintances who live on the other side of the world, and it gives me a connection to them that I would not otherwise have. So again, the good side of it, use it wisely. But in case you are not a Facebook person, I'm going to draw a card for you, or indeed you might be listening to the show on demand, and I will get the show up there as soon as I possibly can. And that was half the deck. That was the angel saying, will you just get on with this deck? So they do that occasionally. I think my poor guardian angel occasionally just face palms and think, what is she doing now? This human, just get on with it. So what card can I pull out today from the Angel Tarot deck? It's one of my first tarot decks. My very first tarot deck was the Mythic deck, which I loved because it's a Jungian therapist and an astrologer as well put together. And it's Greek mythology. And I learnt tarot because I could remember the story of the hero in each of the suits, and it enabled me to learn the deck. But then I've switched to Angel Tarot, which brings together my two loves, which is angels and the power of tarot and insight. And there we go. Interesting, because having said all of that, there is one card that I have left in this deck that comes from another deck which I no longer have. It's an angel deck, it's an oracle deck, and I've passed it on. But this card, somehow, I don't know how it got in there, but it did, and I just left it in there. And that is the card that has just flown out of the deck. It is an angel card. It's called Change in Direction. And it's talking about changes that we're experiencing and being divinely directed to newborn willingness to open your heart and have love and listen to guidance. Again, it's this, how do we roll with the changes? How do we lose our judgment? You are protected now and in the future. And indeed, your soul is protected. May not feel like that in a human body, but trust me, your soul is protected. So follow your path to the happy outcomes you desire. That is the card that's come out of the deck, which I just think is a lovely card to have. It's acknowledging that change is challenging, but saying we must stay in a positive place. And that's however you work. For me, clearly, you know me, I work with angels, I work with dragons, I work with unicorns, ascended masters, sometimes deities. And when I get stuck, I go and ask them for help. And interestingly, I do have to remember to do that every so often. Even though I work with them all, every so often you get caught in the spin of humanity, and I have to pull myself up and stop and take a breath and be present, and then just say, okay, go and ask for help. Just sit down and ask for guidance and see who comes in. So there's very much that message in that change. And I can see lots more comments have now come into the Facebook chat room. So bear with me while I find my way through to you and make sure I haven't missed anybody out. So I'd got as far as, good morning to Gwyn. It's a universal year 9 numerology, which means, again, a change year, because then we'll go over into 10, which is a new beginning. Renee, good morning. Lovely morning hug from you. Yes, you've got a gorgeous drink too. Denise, good morning. Welcome into the room. You would love a message. Is this the Monday show that you're starting just a few days away? Yes, it is, Denise. I am starting my Monday show next Monday, the 17th. So you've got a few days and then I'm back, but just before Mark Husson. That's 7:30 in the morning. So you can still have your feet up, perhaps, and still be in bed and have your cup of tea and cup of coffee. Depends where you live, whether you'll still be in bed. I'm making no judgment call about that. If you want to be in bed at 10:30 in the morning, I'm good with that. Okay, Denise, you would like a card too. So I cleared the deck and asked for a card for Denise. What do we need to know for our highest good for Denise? Who have I got pulling through for Denise? There we go. I have cards. Interestingly, you have a pip card, an air card, and a major arcana card. Two of them came out. Now, the eight of air, the pip card, is sometimes saying that we are so worried about something, but, and this is air, so this is our thoughts, not our feelings, it's our thoughts, it's what we think about, that they actually create an inertia. We just are in such a spin, we don't know which way to go. We feel trapped. We have a lack of self-confidence. We feel imposter syndrome. Who am I to say that or do that? We're afraid to take action. It's a card like that, but it is only our thoughts. They're spinning us. And I have this with the Hermit. Now, the Hermit is the Major Arcana card, so it's much more powerful. It's the number 9 card, and we've just had the message that the nine, it's a 9 year. So again, powerful year. And the Hermit in my deck comes with an amazing archangel, Archangel Raziel. Raziel is so ancient and so knowledgeable. It's said he sits next to all the Akashic records and all the knowledge of the world. He is, and his color, if you get a message from Raziel, he shows up with rainbow lights. He's got all the lights in the spectrum. He just encompasses everything and this great wisdom. And when he shows up, it's always about taking time, because the Hermit is traditionally somebody who sits in a cave. And yes, there is the element of this about this card, but it means being in the cave and being quiet and accumulating all this knowledge and then coming out. He's always got a light with him, and he is shining that light because he's come out of this cave of being still, of coming into this place of great wisdom, and then he shines his light for anyone who wants to see it. And I think that's the key phrase, for anyone who wants to see it. It's like an analogy I was once taught in metaphysical sales. Do not, if you're a lighthouse, you stand on a rock and you shine your light, and the boats that need to see you will see you. A lighthouse does not run up and down the beach waving frantically at the boats. Same idea with this Hermit card. You come out with all your wisdom and your love and your knowledge, and you shine your light, and the people who need to see it will see it. So don't feel trapped. You are a light in the world, and I think that's very strongly the message that I have from that. Hello to Laura again. Fabulous message. Good. You have a competitive fun dog nose work trial, gosh, on Saturday with your best pup. Oh God, there's a gorgeous picture of your best pup. That is just absolutely beautiful. What a sweetheart. And Nancy, thank you. The woes of great loss keeps you in check of how beautiful life can still be. I am sorry to hear that you have great loss and woes. Grief is a difficult thing, and we all know it. You can't love without having loss. That's one of the dilemmas of a human life. You can't. I wrote a poem on that subject only last week for a dear friend who had had a loss. In fact, so many people have had losses. And the poem is called, and it's a phrase I use a lot, and I've woven the thought through the poem, that sorrow is love in another skin. So I'm sorry that you're having great woes and great loss, but life is still beautiful. It was before the loss, and it still is. And I hope that soon, Nancy, you will be able to reconnect to that. I can see another comment coming in, and I'm just going to quickly refresh this page to make sure that I haven't missed anybody, and take a look at where I am. I've got about 5 minutes left. Gosh, 5 minutes on my last show on a Thursday. Oh my goodness, what does that feel like? So let me have a look. I do have another comment. So, and oh, I have to say also a huge shout out to Serena, who's a producer on 1-2 Radio, because as I say, before I came on air today, there was a technical problem. My computer had lost my microphone, and the radio station that runs this whole thing, where there's a radio station behind us, had completely lost me. It was not going to put me to air, and Serena sorted it out. So a huge shout out of thanks to Serena for doing that. Thank you. Otherwise, it would have been 30 minutes of utter silence. So let me have a look. Here we go. Past that gorgeous doggy of Laura's again, and Nancy and Denise. Good morning. The new comment is from my colleague on One Two Listen, Jennifer Lakshmi Dove. Happy Thursday, friends. Got a hotline call and missed most of your show. Looking forward to the replay. Looking forward to your move to Mondays. Bless you. No problem, Jennifer. I will get the replay up on demand as fast as I possibly can. As you are in the room and you've been working so hard on One Two Listen with a hotline call, I will pull you a card, Jennifer. Oops. And that's half the deck. That's the angels saying. Do you know they do that when I'm not concentrating properly? They just chuck half the deck at me. So a card simply because you're in the room for Jennifer Lakshmi Dove. I love that name. Lakshmi. Lakshmi looks after the sign of Libra. So I love Lakshmi, the goddess Lakshmi. I have her sitting on my desk at the side of me along with her compatriot or partner, I should say, Ganesha. I have nothing but water cards for you, Jennifer. A whole heap of cards have come out the deck. They're obviously, I think you're going to have a busy day with all those cards, but in particular they give me the page of water, and they've given that to me twice. It fell out earlier when I said, oh, that's half the deck, and it's come out again, so it's obviously meant to be the right card. And the page of water is sometimes speaks to our vulnerability, or it's a relationship that is going to deepen. It's going to change. It's also sometimes a new person coming into your life. So if you're on the hotline, still working, perhaps you're going to get a call from a client who you've never met before. That was lovely. So where am I? I have got 3 minutes left on my Thursday show. So what shall I do with this time? Let me just close this page down. So I am so looking forward to being around on Mondays. Same length show. I am keeping the same name of the show, otherwise it's going to get very confusing. It's still called Tune In with Erica. It's still going to have its same theme song. And I'm just looking forward to being on a Monday just before Mark Husson setting the scene. Oh, no pressure then. I say, I don't know if I'm going to have to make his coffee or not, but hey, I get to see those gorgeous doggies as well that he has. You love those two. And it means I always get to listen to his show and I get the lowdown on the astrology. So I am going to absolutely love that. So let me have a look. I just got one more comment coming. I'm going to race down the bottom. Cannot see where it came in. I'm sure I saw one, but it's not going to show me. So I'm hoping that I have spoken to you all and sorted something out and those messages will be useful. I think this full moon, this Leo full moon, was fabulous last night. Because of my building and decorating work, I actually have no curtains in my room either. So I had the full moon shining upon me all last night. And even through the clouds, it was very, very bright. And being a Leo, it just feels like, what is the message I was getting as I was still awake at 4 o'clock in the morning looking at this moon because I couldn't sleep? Full moons do that to me. I was just thinking, what's in the spotlight? What is getting put in the spotlight at the moment by this moon, by this snow moon? So an interesting thought. I don't know the answer to that, apart from I think it's spotlighting a lot of change. Change is just all around us, and maybe it's just saying you are safe. I had this meditation last week that said, when are you going to learn to trust, girl? When are you going to realize that actually you're safe and you always have been? That's my parting thought. So there I'm going to leave you. I will be back here on 1-2 Radio on Monday, the next Monday, the 17th. For all the people who've joined me on a Thursday, thank you, thank you, thank you. Please don't forget to come and join me on Monday morning when I'll be preceding the Mark Husson Show. Have a wonderful few days till we meet again. Lots of love. Take care. Bye-bye for now.